From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President François Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Putin said that Russia is open to greater cooperation with France and the U.S. in picking militant targets. British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against the Islamic State, saying it will make the country safer. Henry Ridgewell reporting.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the flight path of a Russian fighter jet shot down by Turkey Tuesday and should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey says it issued repeated warnings that the plane was in its airspace before shooting it down. Meanwhile, the war of words between Moscow and Ankara is continuing. Mr. Putin said the downing of its plane by Turkey was an act of betrayal by a country Russia had sought as a friendly state. This is VOA News. Belgium has lowered the terror alert in the capital 5 days after raising it to the highest possible level. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel speaks through an interpreter.
To be very clear and precise, level 3, according to the law, means that the threat is possible and real. The reasons behind OCAM bringing the level from level 4 to level 3 leads us to believe that the threat remains serious, but that, according to the various indications, the imminent nature of the threat is no longer present in the same manner.
Prime Minister Michel says Brussels remains on high alert and soldiers will continue their patrols in and around the capital. Security measures were initially taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out more terrorist attacks, like the one in Paris on November the 13th. Belgian authorities have been pursuing a Brussels man suspected of participating in the Paris violence, as well as possible accomplices. So far, police have arrested 5 people on terrorism charges. German police have arrested 2 men in Berlin who are suspected of planning a serious attack. The arrest happened after a raid on an Islamic cultural center, authorities saying the suspects are aged 28 and 46, but they're not releasing their identities or information on their alleged plot. Even though local media reported one of the men was Syrian, the other Tunisian. U.S.-based monitoring organization SITE Intelligence Group says the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on worshippers at a Shiite mosque in northern Bangladesh that killed 1, wounded 3 others. Unidentified gunmen opened fire on worshippers inside the mosque in Bangladesh's Bogra district Thursday night. The shooting, which took place about 200 kilometers northwest of Dhaka, is the second such attack on the Muslim-majority country's small Shiite community after a bomb attack hit a Shiite religious procession last month, killing 2 people. The 2 Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. Unification Ministry spokesman says the 2 sides would meet at the deputy minister level on December the 11th in the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began Thursday on the North Korean side of the truce village Panmunjom. And the World Athletic Governing Body says Russia accepted a full, indefinite suspension from international competition following a report alleging that Russia's athletes were part of a state-sponsored blood doping scheme. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.